Hey, everybody. It's Christopher Saul.
And I'm Paul Schoberg.
He's still Paul Schoberg. At least that's what we're telling ourselves. Welcome again to this week's Boggy Update, where we're talking about all things local news here in the Niceville, Valparaiso, Okaloosa County area. And it's a great day to be here. It's a little warm.
Well, you have all these lights pointed at us.
Yes. I do not naturally look this good. As a matter of fact, I would say that I would say a B plus at best, right?
At least we're going to.
But yeah, like check that out. We have a new board thing that I'm playing with here that switches back and forth between all of our stuff so that we can show you cool things and talk and hold your attention. And then here's a video of Paul.
Hi,
Paul.
There I am.
There he is. Look at him.
In the middle with you.
Good looking guy. Well, we have a lot to cover today, so we'll get right into it. But the quick overview is that big housing summit. This past week, Paul Schoberg was an invitee, and so I'm pretty much going to let him do most of the talking on that one. We're also going to talk about a battalion chief that was fired over at Niceville Fire Department. We don't know why yet, but I'll tell you what, the Facebook messages are incoming. And so we are going to give you the skinny on what we have right now, and as we get more information, I'll share it with you. And then finally, or not finally, but we talk about chickens and voting and all that other good stuff. It's going to be, there's a chicken pun here.
No chicken puns.
Okay.
Let's just get through it. I need this.
It's
the last of the chicken.
Okay. No more chickens. And then finally, we're going to talk a little bit about this recycling deal that the city of Niceville has just signed with WM, what it means for you, and why it might cost you some money. So we'll get right into it with the first thing that we're going to talk about. Excuse me. I thought you were going to be the one coughing today. Seems that's not the case.
It will happen.
You and a couple of our buddies, including John Salmon, who wrote the article for Mid-Bay News, went to an invite-only housing summit with the Okaloosa and Walton County Departments of Health. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened and why you think it was important for us to all kind of get together and talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first thing I want to say is that both the health departments put on a very good event. Like, the planning was great. The communication was great. So I was honored to be a speaker and talk about the challenges for builders and developers and those in real estate in general to have to, you know, deal with this affordable housing issue. And so, it was a well-done event. Like I said, they had a lot of non-for-profits there. They had a lot of discussion on the macro, sort of like the national and the state, and then the micro, like, down at the local level, challenges and how a lot of those things are compounding right now to make it very, very hard to create and have affordable housing for folks.
So what was the number one thing that you learned sitting there? It was an all-day event. I mean, it was 8 hours long. So you guys must have discussed plenty of, you know, really important stuff, but also maybe some stuff that even you as a developer may not have known kind of off the top of your head or maybe didn't know was so intense.
Well, I think what I learned was that people care, for one. So that was good. It was a fantastic turnout. It was held in Niceville's City Hall on their campus in that big open room that they have. And there was nearly, 200 people there, 150, 175 people there. So people generally care. They're all coming at it from their own points of view. And so to have the collaboration to be able to talk about challenges and why certain things aren't in the realm of the possible or why some things are challenging was really interesting.
What did you find out was not in the realm of possible?
I think the local governments have done a great job of, you know, working through their zoning and all of those things. I honestly think what'll be in the realm of the possible really depend on working closely with the developers to figure out how to maximize density and how much of that do we want. And it's going to be the balance of that because, you know, someone can build an apartment complex on a lot and currently they might only be zoned to be able to do, you know, I don't know, 15 units or something. But if the jurisdiction, whether it be the county, Niceville or Valpy, would give them some relief on parking or like other easements or zoning restrictions, you might be able to get 25 or 30, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in small towns like this where we don't have a lot of land, like, we're going to have to do things like that.
And I again, strong towns. But the thing that we've really noticed about parking, right, is how much land, physical land, it takes up, and how much land becomes unusable for development and for generating funds for everybody from business owners to governments to be able to use to make life better. Did you hear anybody saying, you know what, I think that that's a good point, and maybe we should kind of just get rid of parking restrictions? I know really big cities like Charlotte have done that to great effect in their areas with almost immediate effect, right?
I think if we had a little bit better mass transit to and from the base specifically, you could potentially do that. I don't know. I think there's going to be opportunities to test it. And it's going to be one of those things where affordable housing is going to meet smaller square footage in those places. And so if you create one bedroom apartments or even, you know, studio apartments, you know, we shouldn't have to have 1.5 or 2 parking spots per year. And so that's really good. The first test, and I go square footage.
Yeah. And so this is something that we could probably talk about all day, but the long and the short end of it is that there are people looking into how to get affordable housing here. I was actually having a conversation with our new Mid-Bay News contractor, I guess she technically is. Recent high school grad, or will be high school grad as of the 23rd. And we started talking about, would you come back and live here? And she was like, well, it'd be nice, but there's not really much for me to do. And also, it's super expensive to be here. And somebody like her would be a perfect candidate for a studio apartment. She doesn't need a whole lot of space. She definitely doesn't need 1.5 parking spaces.
Right. And like I said, we could do 1.5 hours on this. I think it was fantastic. Local and county level folks were there. Commissioners were there. City council members were there. You know, John did a great write-up. And then just special thanks to everyone who put it, and also to Amanda Grandy, who put together. And so I know she is steeped. Thanks to everybody.
Yeah. And so I'll put the link in to the story that John wrote in our show notes down here, wherever you're watching. I'll make sure it's available for you there. And I guess we'll have to move on to something also kind of city centric. Last week, of course, was Niceville City Council Week. And that meant that we had something happen at the city council. The Niceville Fire Department, most of the Niceville Fire Department showed up to the city council meeting recently. A battalion chief at Niceville Fire Department was let go. And he says that he doesn't know why. We talked to the city manager over at the city of Niceville. He says that he's not going to disclose any personnel stuff, of course, which is within their bounds. But there are a lot of questions going on as to why this person was let go. And people were also asking about a lieutenant that was let go kind of during the union negotiations that took place in the fall / early winter of last year. And so what we know is somebody was fired. We know that there's a bunch of people that are really angry about it. We know that this guy had no disciplinary infractions, showed up every day to work. But as to why he's gone, we don't really know. And Facebook is blowing up. Our inbox is blowing up. And we're hoping to get more information about it. But I guess as an employer, man, it's got to be hard, right? Because you can't just like talk about everybody's everything, because that's begging for a lawsuit.
As much as we would like transparency on this, shock. But if it does end up going to court.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's already one that's working its way through the court system right now as to exactly what it's going to look like. We don't know. Court stuff takes a long time, and it will eventually show up if it's not settled out of court. And then, of course, there won't be a discussion at all. But that's the American legal system. USA. So the next thing up, and I think probably the thing that Paul is going to hate the most, is more chickens. I was at the Valparaiso City Commission meeting on Monday, and they took a vote. The city had a referendum on the ballot when we had our presidential primary election back in March, whether or not to allow chickens in the city. It was non-binding, which of course means that the vote didn't automatically allow chickens in the city limits. The pro-chicken faction, as it were, won by about 5% or about 30 votes. Not a huge turnout in this election, but they did end up winning. So this past week, the city commissioners brought up this this chicken referendum and what to do about it, and they decided unanimously
no chickens.
much to the chagrin of the pro-chicken faction. Pro-chicken faction is a lot of fun to say, but it makes it sound kind of sinister, which is not my intent. But so they didn't get it. So we wrote a story about it. The anti-chicken people are very worried about things like bears, smells, and it should be noted that most cities in the county do allow for chickens, with the exception of Niceville, which does not. And as a property developer, they might have to deal with people wanting to have chickens or not have chickens. I would love your thoughts.
Listen, I don't think that, but I think the thing that is up about it is the fact that Falcon.
You know, now that my kids are bringing home a bunch of art from their preschools, it's kind of starting to stack up, or at least it used to until I got Dear. Dear is an app that you can get on your phone that allows you to scan all of your kids' art and macaroni shell necklace art paintings and, you know, coloring and stuff like that into one place, and then you can throw it away when they're not looking and keep those memories forever so that you have them, but you don't have the clutter that goes with it. Again, that's the Dear app. Check them out on the App Store. You can thank me later.
Government decided to, based on the polls results, they would end it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find that super interesting. I think if there had been or cut here and no chickens. So I like the idea. Very specific. I don't know if you agree with that.
And I will say in short, I don't, but that is the discussion of our big topic here in a couple minutes. So once we get through the rest of this, I will explain why I disagree, though I understand. That's probably the biggest thing is that your idea makes sense, right? Yep. What you're saying makes sense, and I don't counter that at all. But I will save that for the big topic because I want you guys to keep watching and see me make an absolute fool of myself. He very well may, but he might not, and that's why you have to stay. Nuh-uh. Anyway, fourth thing. We are now in a new deal here in the Niceville area. Niceville New Deal on trash recycling. It's recycling. The city has signed a deal with WM. That's waste management for all the people that are maybe not super involved in the trash world. And what this deal does is gives us a cut on our initial prices as to why. They want us to use their new materials recovery facility. And the materials recovery facility is something that basically takes all of your recycling and puts it into a bale and then sells it in bulk to people that want to use recycled materials. That's great. It costs a lot less to transport it, about $30 a ton less to transport it, which means an initial cost savings. The thing that's going to be interesting, though, is that the city of Niceville's contamination rate, the amount of junk in our recycling that can't be sold as recyclables, is about 38%, which is about 3.5 times the national average of junk and recycling. Makes it very not very valuable and costs people a lot in the long term. The first 6 months are kind of a grace period. The next 6 months are a 25% contamination rate that's down a bunch, and from there 20, and then eventually to 15 before WM starts penalizing the city for too much junk in the. I had to, sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
So if we have new recycling process in the junk that's in our recycle better, do we know if the city is going to put on a campaign to educate every recycle?
So the short answer is kind of. WM has promised us that they're going to use our public information department at the city of Niceville to get the message out. Though it's kind of like a, yeah, we already used the public information department to put a lot of things out. So I am hopeful that WM will step in and put some money behind this initiative to reduce the amount of contamination that we see. And that can be everything from plastic bags, which are technically contamination. I need everybody. Hang on, I'm going to put my on my camera. This is important. Plastic bags are not recyclable. Plastic bags are not recyclable. Thank you. Hey, look, I didn't know that before I got into the whole trash thing. That is fair, because they tried to do that a couple of years ago at the county level, and people got big mad. And so WM basically said they're going to put out literature and do campaigns and stuff like that to remind people what is and isn't. The big fact that I really found interesting, so we have a 38% contamination rate. They said if we stop throwing plastic bags in our recycling, we will reduce the contamination rate by 12 to 15%. So if we do one thing, we're already at our first benchmark, and that's no more plastic bags in recycling. Yes.
The best place to recycle it, honestly.
Yes.
They have a bin right out front. Mm-hmm. Okay, to get more plastic bags.
It's important. And when you give them the plastic bags, then they can kind of go back. But you could even just use those reusable bags. I know I say that. I say it like I do it all the time. I do not, and I'm bad, and I feel bad. But I feel guilty about it. And that is the first step, is a crushing sense of guilt.
Well, I would like to recycle, so.
So long story short, they're going to have a list of what can go in there, hopefully disseminated through yours truly, as well as city's public information office, through literature. Somebody mentioned the water bill. I don't know how many people are looking at the water bill, but any number of people helps. And we will, you know what, I'll put a link into that too. I'll put a link to the official list of things that you can throw in the recycling bin. So we'll do that. And then I guess this is where we go back to the chickens. We're back. So Paul, let's talk about. I would love to talk about referendums, because I'm gonna come out and I'm gonna have an opinion, and I hope that the people that think that I have deep-seated corrupt opinions are ready for this one. I think that the referendum, that the non-binding referendum, is ridiculous, and here's why.
To do it at all?
To do it at all. Okay, we are a republic, and that means that we send people to represent us. Yeah. Res publica, public thing. And we expect those people to be knowledgeable about the things that we do, or we want them to do, in order to vote, because they have an informed opinion based on the staff, based on the stuff coming in. They have their finger on the pulse. And the average Joe just doesn't have the time for it. It's not that they're not smart enough. They just don't have the time to research it for 4 hours. That being said, the idea behind a non-binding referendum implies that we should just take a poll on everything. And if we're going to have elected representatives, I think that when it comes to being in the hot seat on a something that might not be popular and being forced to do the right thing, the wrong thing, whatever, if they're going to ask for the vote, they should honor it. Otherwise, what's the point in taking up everybody's time? Second point I'll make on this is one that the pro-chicken faction, the PCF, made to me, which I thought was really good. The mayor's race 2 years ago had 100 more votes than this chicken referendum. And they said, hey, this is a low turnout vote. It shouldn't count. Well, I would ask, what's a high turnout vote? Because the mayor election had, I think, 18, 19% of eligible voters show up, which is not what I want to have happen. I want everybody to show up to everything. But those are my two big gripes, right? If you're going to ask people something in your elected government, it should be something really serious. Like, should we, I don't know, carve off half of Valparaiso and throw it into the sea? That's pretty big, and we should probably take a public vote on that. But whether or not we should have chickens, I feel like should be handled by the people that are voted in to represent us. And then secondly, the referendum, the people showed up at about the same amount they did the vote for mayor, and we said that the mayor's duly elected. So I just don't love the idea of something that's voluntary that they don't have to follow, and bringing people in and taking up their time.
I can agree with all that stuff. I think the whole idea is interesting, of like getting people's opinions on something before you vote on it.
So sure.
I kind of like it. Now, obviously, low turnout And if you put a non-binding referendum on there, the pro-chicken people, I would suspect, got the word on the street and got everyone and their mom that they thought they could vote for that.
I agree on that.
And the no people probably aren't as opinionated about the no. So, but, I mean, there is something to be said about, I don't know, if there was a way, like, before every council vote, that you could just garner a large on an important topic to scale and quickly. I like that idea. And I think technology and things are headed in that direction. But you're always going to have the bias of the people who are most interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, city council's behavior are the ones who are. And so I think if it was a decent turnout and overwhelming pro-chicken, then I think the council.
Oh, I totally agree. I think that if they had had 70% of the same level of turnout, that would have been a different story. And that's why, I mean, I think we both kind of agree on the basic points, right?
It was in the standard deviation. Without getting huge public blowback.
And I think you're right about that. I don't think they'll get public blowback on it. I think that most people are ambivalent at best on chickens because they feel like, and that's what I guess what I'm saying is that the people are ambivalent at best because it seems like minutia. So maybe the elected officials should handle it. So that's my hot take. Not necessarily the right take, but that's what I currently believe.
If you're scared to use like a paper.
Oh, no. No, because,
That's a nice little word of mouth and mouth equivalents would come out.
I was about to, if we did a Facebook poll on stuff, that thing where I said we should cut half of Valparaiso off and throw it into the sea, it would probably win because people are crazy. Love y'all. We just can't. Yeah, it has to be scientific. And concerned citizens of Niceville is many things. Scientific is not one of those things at all. Anyway, that's our big topic. Let us know what you think. Should we have these public votes on non-binding referendum that don't actually mean that something's going to happen at the end? Should we do something different? Should we have a vote on everything? Chickens, should we have them? Well, it's ultimately, I guess, the commission's decision. And if you really hate it that much, you guys will go out and vote. But no more chickens. Discussion about chickens. Discussion. I would like to eat. I'm having what's it called? Not buffalo chicken. Man, no. There's an Indian recipe about it, and it is called not orange chicken. Anyway, not the point. It is not important. Some spicy Indian chicken. People love the spicy Indian chicken. And I guess we'll kind of move into what's coming up this week. I have a lot of video editing to do. We're talking to County Commissioner candidate Marianne Wines, who hopped into that race that covers everybody gets to vote in it, but the east half of Niceville and Destin is in this district. So it's especially important for us sitting here in District 5 right now. We'll have that interview with her. And then I'm speaking with DeCarlo Garcia, who is a local activist up in District 1, the northeastern part of Okaloosa County. He's running for county commissioner. He's the only one that's running for county commissioner against an incumbent. That incumbent is Paul Mixon, who won his first election in 2020. So it's going to be an interesting race. And we almost never see somebody go up against an incumbent in Okaloosa County. So frankly, I'm interested to see how this one turns out for that reason alone. But we have a lot of interesting races going on. And then, of course, I'm getting some scuttlebutt. We're going to see a couple more candidates coming up and maybe even a new race in our area in the next couple of weeks. And when I can get some more concrete details on that, I will, because I don't want to look like a fool on camera. And then post 20.
There's two exciting openings this week. One post 20 is going to open Tuesday.
Tomorrow at 4 p.m.
So this file will probably come up even today.
Yes. Right. Yeah. Tuesday, 4 p.m., 21st. Okay, cool. So at Willingham Seafood, the famous local seafood that had a fire a year ago?
Yeah, they had this waterfront. It was a shack.
Yeah.
But it was like...
But it was a cool shack.
Nostalgic and it was fantastic. And unfortunately, that fire and burnt to the ground. And they couldn't get a deal with the current landowner because the landowner had the long-term
deal. Got it.
34. But I guess the boats are still going to be there. And then they're basically just opening up a storefront next to Goodwill across the street from their location.
Okay, cool. So when is that happening?
I think it's this week.
It's this week? Okay.
Yeah. Look at their Facebook page. They announced it. I can't remember the exact date.
Huge fish eater news this week.
Yeah. Might be Tuesday, might be Wednesday, but it's definitely this
week. We have a lot of food places opening this week, which is cool for a town of our size.
Yep.
But yeah, that's what we got this week. Got anything else besides buy and sell?
Nope. I'm just super glad that it posted. That's kind of very emotional. And they have the shop open, and it's a place looks amazing and just super exciting to experience it. Quick fan myself.
Yeah. We're going to have a story later today, hopefully, when I can get it out about the post 20 soft opening and the fact that it's opening tomorrow. It's going to be really exciting. And that, my friend, is my vibe. Post 20. It's like kind of, it's cool and hip, man. They got like music going. There's a huge mural that a local artist put together. It's kind of like got some like club vibes, but it's also got food and it's right on the water. So I'm buying heavy on post 20. I'm actually going all in on post 20. Selling heat, mostly heat, all heat. It's 85 degrees, and I just want to say that I'm already against it. I don't like it. I want it to stop, and I can't. I have to go outside because I have promised myself that I will exercise regularly, and I hate that I did that to myself. And now I'm going to be hot the whole time. So I'm selling heat. All heat. I know that, and I still don't like it. If you're not complaining... There's an old army saying, I think it's the army. I wasn't in the army, obviously. Look at me. But they say, like, if your troops aren't complaining, they're not happy.
Sure.
Right? And I'm complaining, which means I'm thrilled. I'm like the happiest guy you know. I do.
What about buying the fact that so many will be part of it? What am I selling? Pretty easy. I'm selling that. I'm selling chickens. Hopefully.
He's not. We have to be very clear. He's not selling chickens. He's selling discussion about chickens.
Right.
I don't want anybody asking this man for chickens because
they've already been cleaned.
Indeed, as God intended.
Yeah.
Well, pod ends. It was great to see you guys. We'll talk to you next week. As always, comments, compliments, encouragement, also hateful comments down here. We don't care about your hateful comments because, frankly, they just get us engagement. So thanks for your help.
Be nice.